pod fam or no. Yeah, you're still pod fam either way. But hey, pod humans of Just Talk, I am that Nigerian Christian talkaholic. I like the way that sounds, but let me do it more professionally this time. Hi, pod humans of Just Talk, I am that Nigerian Christian talkaholic, and this is Just Talk. I am so glad to be here today. You know that I am glad every Monday. Is that the right word? I usually smile on Mondays a lot because I get to do this. I get to talk to people and, you know, actually make a difference. So I'm sorry I did not do this earlier. What was I even doing? Oh my God. Please, I cannot even talk about it. But then for about 1 week, I've had like confusion about what to talk about because for, you know, at every moment I just had this flash where I had, oh, I want to talk about this on Monday, and then there is another alternative. I'm like, oh no, why don't I do this? And then there's like, oh no, why don't I do this? Until today I had this conversation with my friend and it was really funny because so we're talking about my podcast and all, and she's like, Chimdi, you should talk about marriage. And I'm like, babe, how do I talk about marriage? I mean, I'm not married. She's like, no, you can get somebody married on your show. And I'm like, okay. But she's like, a lot of young girls and young guys want to listen to it because, I mean, like, especially in this pandemic, I don't know if you're moved to support getting married. I mean, first of all, it's economical. And I think it is, although it's starting to be expensive because people are starting to travel. But I know that when there was a lockdown, it was really economical. I mean, you have an excuse not to invite too many people. So it was really economical. And, you know, outside being economical, it was, you know, it's just easier per se. I mean, or there's a long break and you're doing nothing. So, I mean, just up and get married, right? But then, anyway, I'm not doing that today. Probably, she's going to, I may do that. I'm considering it because we had like a very hilarious conversation about marriage. And I may do that, but not right now. But when I put it out there, she told me to put it out there, right? To mention it to y'all and see if it's something that you want to listen to. So, I mean, just tell me. You could send me a voice note, of course you could. Send me a DM on Instagram at justtalk_podcast_. You could, you know, send me a DM on WhatsApp. My DM is open to you. Or, I mean, you could call. I appreciate a call once in a while. So you could do any of those things. But then, I'll go to what I have for us today. So this is the month of August, and this is the third day of the month of August. So, happy new month, great people. I mean, we're in the 8th month of the year, and the year is rounding up. I mean, the year is about finishing. We have just how many months to go? We have 4 months to go. Wow. So, I mean, I hope that you have a good August. So, last week I talked to us about, basically, you know, about accepting change, basically about, you know, accepting that you've changed as a person and all of that. And so I want to be clear. I want to clearly say this. So I'm not saying that, you know, I said some things I want to be or I don't want to be. So I'm not saying that those things are not things that I may not be eventually. The whole aim and purpose of that podcast or that episode was to say to you that you do not have to beat yourself up when the things that you planned ordinarily did not work out. So if to say I wanted to do something and it didn't work out, I mean, I'm not saying you should make excuses, but then I'm saying that when you change, you should take out the time to, you know, think about it, to acknowledge it, to appreciate yourself if you've improved, to do better if you have not. But then generally don't beat yourself up about it. I mean, because you grow, basically you become a different person, like I said, mentally, socially. I mean, I may not want to do this, but then I grow up and I do this probably because I see that I get information that I had not gotten. So I just want you not to beat yourself up about it. That was the whole essence of that episode. Now to today's episode 4. My theme for this month of August, I don't usually do this. I mean, I don't do a podcast theme usually. I'm not really doing a podcast theme per se. But I just thought I should talk to us about something easy and simple. I mean, so I'm not going to spend much time talking to us today. I just want to, I mean, drop like wisdom, words of wisdom, like a piece of advice here and there, or pieces of advice, and, you know, be up and running. So I don't want to give you so much to listen to because I know I'm going to be bombarding you this month, and I want to, you know, give you time to process this amazing this amazing content. Okay, so guys, so when I did my new month flyer, I was thinking of something that I could say to all of you, my listeners, and I said to us that this is the new month of August and it's a month to be kinder. And so it's a month to be compassionate. And that's what I want to talk to us today about. I mean, I talked to us one time about being able to control our reactions. And it just occurred to me again that, you know, we could choose to be kinder in words and in action towards people, whether or not they reciprocate, whether or not they're kinder to us. Just like I said to us, that it's as easy as it is to see the good as it is the bad. I mean, that's like my opinion, okay? I still felt like I could just, you know, say this to us, that it's as easy to be kinder, or even easier, way easier to be kinder as it is not, as it is to be unkind. Because, you know, people can be very annoying. People say things that you don't want to hear, or things that get to you, or things that hurt you. But then I want you this month to, you know, choose to be kinder people. I want you to approach things and be able to listen to people. I want you to smile at people, to drop a smile here and there. And, you know, so my friend said something to me recently and I want to share. So, you see, when I talked about how easy it is to see this is the bad, you know, I was just talking about, basically, it looked very easy to me, right? But then my friend came up and she said something that, I didn't know what to say to her when she talked to me, so she's going to remain anonymous, but I feel her story will inspire and her story will help. So she said to me that she has, you know, that she just listened to the episode. I mean, it was weeks after, but then she listened to the episode and then she was going through something. So she lost somebody. And, you know, the person who she lost has children and a husband. And I mean, her husband had an issue with his job, and so basically she was like the provider of the family, and it's just a really long, sad story and all. And so she was asking me what the good was in that situation, and sincerely, I didn't know what to say. I mean, come on, like, I didn't know what to say. Like, really, I had to ask myself what's good in that situation. But then I remembered that I'm a Christian, so I talked to her from the Christian's point of view. You know, sometimes things happen to us and it's as though it's the end of our lives, or it's the worst thing that could happen to us. But we see that God is bigger than our problems, see that we end up, you know, coming out of it and thriving. I told her that I don't believe that God ever throws anything at us that we cannot handle. Some things we go through are things that are meant to, you know, strengthen us. I mean, there's a lot of people who have done well from adversity, people who have bounced back, people who have become better, people who have had to recuperate and, you know, just get reformed, get rebirthed from adversity. So adversity doesn't always bring out the worst in us. So I thought I should put it out there. So in case you are somebody who is going through something, and I just want you to know that, you know, adversity should not bring out the worst in you. You may be going through tough times and pain and crying. I told us that I had one issue where my dad was sick. That's when I talked about this, seeing the good as it is the bad. But I was sick and it was terrible, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, I didn't have any atom of faith. I was so doubtful. I asked myself every question. I could not see the good in that moment. But then eventually he got better. So basically, people, I'm trying to say to us today that, you know, I mean, it may not look like it right now, but then eventually in your adversity, you're going to gather strength. So I've said a lot of things today, and, you know, basically I'm just giving us, I said I'm able to drop words of wisdom. So I'm not, you know, I'm not giving this a particular theme. I just want to touch different areas from issues that were brought to my notice from last week. I talked about what my friend mentioned to me. I talked about marriage and how funny it is. But then, you see, I also talked about being kinder, and I just want you to be kind. I want you to, the Bible says that we should be, we should show brotherly affection towards one another. So I want you to love. I think we know as people, as Christians too, that the greatest commandment on earth is to love God, and second, to love your neighbor as yourself. So be kinder to yourself. You know, I don't just, when I say be kinder, please, oh my God, I'm not just saying be kinder to people, do that, but be kinder to yourself. I mean, like what I said to us last week, appreciate your change, appreciate how far you've grown, how far you're thriving. Or, you know, just take time to notice the stuff that you've done. It's the same thing as with kindness. So, you know, take out time to appreciate yourself. So if I've done something good, I should say to myself, okay, you've done this good. You know, don't always lash out on yourself or give yourself harsh comments or feel like, yeah, you want to criticize yourself, so you're not going to be too paranoid enough to criticize. You be kind to people, but then be kind to yourself as you love others as you love yourself. I'm giving you the podcast commandment, the Just Talk podcast commandment. Be kind to others as you are kind to yourself. I mean, you cannot give what you do not have. So, you know, show yourself kindness and show somebody kindness. Do something, go out of your way to be helpful to somebody. And then before I go, I want this episode to be short. Just before I go, I like to be kind to myself on this episode. So I am glad and I am proud. I completed my Google PRX application for podcasters, and I also finally finished my online course. I mean, oh my god, like I had a July deadline, although I was supposed to finish before I finished, but I continued procrastinating and it was terrible. But I'm glad that I finished before the month of July ended, and you know, I mean, I'm just proud of myself. I am really proud. I didn't know I was formerly I was not an MOC person. I didn't know how to do online courses, but then I have successfully sometimes my brain just knocks and I suck at English language. So I have successfully completed two online courses. Two may not be a big number to some of you, but to me it is. And I am shouting out to myself, and I'm shouting out to all of you that are doing, you know, the stuff that you didn't think you were going to do. I told you about the Just Talk Pod MCM and Pod WCW. So we've had celebrity two people, Zara Ray, a YouTuber, a medical student. She is a 400 level medical student and she has done well for herself. She, you know, she continues to gather momentum even in this pandemic period. And for today's celebration, we are shouting out to Samuel Chigozirim Frank. He is amazing. I mean, he has been a very good friend over the years. He was my competition in secondary school. Mind you, we didn't go to the same secondary school, but whenever his school came to my school for something, I just used to have this problem. I'm like, who is this boy that wants to show himself? But then he has gone out to do well for himself. He's a young 21-year-old. He's a final year geology student at the Federal University of Technology, Owerri, Imo State. And he was the student union government president at the age of 19. He was the student government do you know, like, I'm a law student, right? I should know those things. I wanted to say head legislator, but I know that's not the word. He was in House of Reps, he was not a senator. Yeah, he was in Student Union House of Representatives, so he was the head, the youngest legislator in all Nigerian universities at the age of 18. So he's doing amazing stuff. I know why I'm shouting out to him on my podcast is because this guy, he started something during this pandemic. It's the Financial Fitness Clinic with the Serial Investor. And, you know, he teaches people how to be financially independent and financially free. I mean, that's something that I am big on. I want to be financially independent. I want to be financially free. And so when I see people who are doing stuff like that, it gives me great joy. So we're shouting out to you from Just Talk. We love your work and, you know, we think you are thriving. You are young and you are capturing hearts. And I know, but for this pandemic, of course, you should have been a graduate. But we see you. We see you and we appreciate you. So for all of you, I mean, there's a lot of people. We have a lot of people who we're going to continue to shout out to. So if you think you're doing something that you want people to hear about, things that are worthy of emulation, just, you know, send us a message. Send me a message and I will be sure to give you a shout out. So I'm signing out here today. People, remember, I'm just dropping words of wisdom, nothing particularly. I'm telling you to be kinder to yourself and people. I have told you to love yourself as you love people. I have told you to, you know, give yourself time. And I have told you, like I told my friend, that there is good and it's easy to see the good. It may not look like it, but then you'll be fine. So I'm ending here today. And oh yeah, I mean, happy new month. There was a celebration recently, I think it's so happy Eid Mubarak to all Muslims who listen to this podcast. Have a good day. Oh my god, yeah, 13 minutes and 29 seconds. I am signing out here. Bye, lovelies. Before I sign out, I am that Nigerian Christian talkaholic, and this is Just Talk. Remember, I want you to do something for me, yeah, before you guys. I want you to follow Just Talk on Instagram and on Twitter. So just search for Just Talk Podcast. And yes, oh my god. So last week I asked you how you were doing, how you were really doing, and some people answered that question. So this week I don't want to ask you any question just before I go. I want to remind you that you are beautiful. Like, I'm not just saying this to see this, right? So recently I was saying to my brother that I've just seen a lot of fine people in my life. I mean, guys and girls alike. Like, I walk on the road or I see a picture of somebody and I'm like, hi, Kai, you are so beautiful. So, dear listeners, you are beautiful. You are amazing. I mean, you have beautiful hearts inside and out. That's my affirmation. I want you to affirm that as you are affirming kindness this month. I want you to affirm that you look good. Do not let anybody make you feel otherwise. So, bye, people. And maybe next week, just maybe, I'm going to have somebody intriguing on this podcast. I mean, he has been posting it, so let's see if we're going to bring him on it next week. Have a lovely evening, lovelies. Bye.